This happened in the early 2000s, when webcams were slowly becoming more common. At the time, I was just a teenager who was lucky enough to have one, and what I did with it was more or less what any teenage boy would think of. I tried an early proto version of Omegle and Chat Roulette, which was just a typical chat room of the era with webcam capabilities and a randomizer for connecting with strangers. Like most guys, I was mainly hoping to run into a girl, but on par with the average chat room experience, I more often got connected with random creepy old dudes. I still managed to entertain myself by trolling them until they got butthurt. I don't remember the name of the site, and I'm sure it's not up anymore, but it was still fun enough for me to spend most of a whole weekend surfing through the current of random strangers. However, on the third night or so of messing around, I found out just how disturbing things could get. I came across this really hot brunette chick, maybe in her mid-20s, who was wearing a tight-fitting t-shirt and eating an apple. I blinked in disbelief at first, completely expecting her to be gone from the screen when I opened my eyes. But to my surprise, she didn't skip me. I immediately put myself on my best behavior so she would stay. Unfortunately, I was out of practice with talking to girls at the time, so I was pretty nervous. I remember my attempt at flirting not going well at all.
How do you like them apples?
It's good, I guess.
I bet I taste better than that apple.
All right, kid, you're like 12. You could be my little brother.
I sure am 12. 12 inches.
I have a boyfriend, okay? He's gonna be here any minute now.
I wasn't prepared for her to pull the boyfriend card. It made me shut up for a moment and arrange my approach. While I was trying to think of something else to say, the girl just kept eating her apple in oddly big bites while staring at me with a really judgmental look on her face. I didn't really care though. I had no clue why she was still talking to me, but I was stoked that she was. The awkward silence made me worried she would get bored and leave. But then out of nowhere, in the middle of a bite, her webcam glitched. My heart jumped a little bit as I thought she might be about to get disconnected.
Hey, is something wrong with your internet? You look all glitchy.
Right as I spoke, it got worse. The glitching distorted her face and made her look disturbing. She was twitching back and forth and the audio was stuck on loop as it deteriorated more and more.
Is something wrong?
And then things started to get demonic. She got up from her chair and got closer to the webcam, making the details of the corruption clearer and more nightmarish than ever before, until she didn't even look human anymore.
Is something wrong?
I didn't know what in the world was going on. I assumed it had to be a problem with the connection. It was like this woman was actually fighting her way through the glitch in real life. She then reached over and pulled a fresh apple into frame, and in her other hand was a syringe which she used to inject something into the apple.
What the hell is going on? What are you doing, lady? What the hell is wrong with you?
Whatever I was watching unfold on my screen had me thoroughly terrified. I flinched every time something unexpected happened. But finally, she set the apple down on the desk and laughed like a creature from hell itself. I can still hear that sound in my nightmares to this day. I was the slightest bit relieved when she had started to leave, glitching her way out of the screen and presumably leaving the room. When she was gone, the chaos of the distorted subsided significantly, but it was definitely still there. For a moment, I stared at the apple on the screen with my jaw to the floor. I tried to wrap my head around what it was that I just witnessed, but I was at a total loss. Then, somebody else entered the room. This time it was a man about the same age. But there was something not right about him. He looked half dead, like his soul was missing from his body. He sat down at the desk and started eating the apple that the girl had left.
Hey man, don't eat that! She did something to it!
I tried to warn him, but he flat out ignored me. I wasn't even sure if he could hear me. He must have been unhinging his jaw with every bite and barely chewing before swallowing. Within a few seconds, he was halfway done. But then out of nowhere, the horrible glitching got just as bad as it was before, and he dropped the apple and started violently thrashing. He started convulsing, snapping his head back while the glitch in the webcam made it look like he was transforming into a demonic creature. I couldn't take it anymore. I closed the window and shut off my computer, then unplugged it from the wall for good measure. I was sweating profusely and hyperventilating. All I could do was slink into bed and wait for my nerves to calm down. But I didn't get to sleep at all. I was unable to see anything in the darkness except for all those horrible images until the sun came up in the morning. I still see it in my dreams all these years later. For the longest time, I wanted to convince myself that what I witnessed was just some crazy fluke due to some rare bug in my computer or theirs, or some kind of crazy glitch in the internet connection. But I know what I saw, and I've never seen anything like it before or since. I don't usually tell anyone about this because I know they'll think I'm a delusional liar, but I honestly believe that I was involved in witnessing something more than a homicide. I truly believe that girl really did have a demon inside her that made her do it, and all that glitching in the computer was just a telltale sign that she was something that was not meant to be seen, or something not of this world.
This story was inspired by a true story regarding an incident a young man faced when on chat roulette. The person who submitted the story has attached an image of the aftermath of the very same webcam interaction the man experienced. Whether it was a prank or not, just the simple fact of witnessing something like that is just downright disturbing.
A few months ago, my girlfriend moved to Canada to study at university in the Chinese-Canadian exchange program. Things were going well between us until she left the country, so we agreed to keep the relationship going long distance. Most of our connection was kept over Skype, which we used to call each other at least once a day. During one particular video call, the conversation started out totally normal. But this call would end in the most horrible of ways. In the beginning, we were just making small talk about our day-to-day lives. I briefly mentioned how things were going back in the homeland, but most of the interest was focused around my girlfriend's experience since she was the one living in a foreign country. We also kept each other updated on how we were doing in school. That night, she had just gotten a printed report for all of her grades, so I asked her to show it to me. She went looking for it in her desk, bending down out of view for just a few seconds. That's when I saw something in the window behind her that made me shout. It was the face of a man looking inside with his hands pressed against the glass.
Look behind you! There's someone in your window!
My girlfriend jumped up in surprise to me yelling, but the video buffered just as she turned around to look. And by then, there was nobody there.
What do you mean? I don't see anybody.
I swear, there was someone there just a second ago.
Maybe it's my webcam quality. Everyone at school says it's super bad.
I was reluctant to brush it off, but because of the time difference, it was nighttime in Canada while I had just woken up for the morning. So I was still groggy and needed to rub my eyes a bit more. We tried to move on and continue our conversation. Then a few minutes later, we were on the subject of grades again. She had shown me her report card and we were talking about the point system in Canada when my eyes drifted over her shoulder just to see her window sliding open.
What the hell? Look out! Behind you!
Again? Are you being funny?
No! Look!
Finally, she turned around and this time didn't look back. I couldn't see her face. But by the way she didn't move, I could tell that she had just been hit with that same fear that hit me.
Who did that?
I don't know, babe. Just be careful. It must be the same guy that I saw before.
She got up and slowly walked to the open window. There was nobody in view out there, but there was no telling how close they could be lurking. As soon as she got within arm's reach, she grabbed the window and slammed it shut, then double-checked the locks. When she got back, she tried to play it off, but I could tell she was concerned. I recommended to her that it was wise to have the cops on speed dial, just in case anything happened. I felt a tiny bit of relief as she went looking for her phone, but I kept a close watch on the video feed. But then out of nowhere, a rock came hurtling through the glass and smashed right into the webcam. I heard my girlfriend screaming, but I couldn't see her. There was a crack in the lens and the whole angle was knocked off kilter.
What's going on? Call the cops! Get out of there, baby! What's happening?
In that moment, she stopped screaming and readjusted the camera. I could see the hole that was left in the window behind her, but even more disturbing than that was the look on her face. My girlfriend then lifted her phone up to the screen saying,
I can't, it's dead!
My heart sank. Her phone wouldn't turn on, which meant I had to be the one to call the police for her. But then again, I was on the other side of the world.
I'll do it. Just get out of there. Please.
Hurry, I'm scared.
I frantically pulled out my phone to call the police, but with all the panic I was feeling, I was fumbling with it like a total idiot. It took me so long just to get the keypad and dial the right number. When I was finally calling them, I looked back up to the camera and saw the most disturbing, gut-wrenching thing I have ever witnessed. The window was smashed open by that horrible creep, petrifying my girlfriend with fear as he crawled through. Before I knew it, he charged and tackled her to the ground off screen. Her screaming was unbearable, and there was nothing I could do. I couldn't see her anymore, but then that rotten freak stood up into view and noticed me on the screen. I remember his face was so gross and vile. I couldn't believe the pleasure he was obviously getting out of this, and it was the last thing I saw, too. He flashed a smile at me right before smashing the webcam to bits, causing the image to freeze right on his face. The call then disconnected, and I was left at an absolute loss. That's when I finally noticed the emergency phone operator was trying to get my attention through the phone.
Hello? Is there anybody there?
Hello? Please, you have to help me. My girlfriend was just attacked.
Where is your girlfriend?
In Canada.
Canada? This is a local number. There's nothing we can do for someone in Canada.
What do you mean? I don't know who to call but you. You have to do something.
Sir, please calm down.
No, don't tell me to calm down. You do something. Do your job. She needs help and you're not helping. Please. Please, you have to help her. She needs to be okay. Somebody help her!
This story was inspired by a case that happened on April 15th of 2011. A man had been chatting via webcam with his girlfriend when he saw an intruder force his way into her room and do what he did. The image below is a photo of the victim. The next photo is a photo of the ex-boyfriend who had to witness the whole ordeal. The final image is a photo of the assailant. He has since been sentenced for his crimes.
Wait to see her. Nothing makes me happier but her.
What do you want, Dad?
Are you seriously waiting to talk to that girl again? I thought I told you to get some sleep.
And I thought I told you that you can't tell me what to do anymore. I'm a grown man.
I'd believe that if you got a job like your brother did. Why can't you be more like him? At least he pulls his weight around here and has a real girlfriend he's actually met before.
I do have a real girlfriend.
The only cheeks you're clapping is when you slap yourself in the face, you incel.
I bet I get more action on a daily basis than he does.
Yeah, right. Are all those tissues on your desk what you mean by action?
I've got 10 gigabytes full of action if you want to see it.
No, I don't want to see a single bit of that nasty chick. I'm a married man.
Is that what you wanted to tell me? That you think my super hot girlfriend is nasty?
No, I wanted to remind you that it's been a year since you got fired. We wanted to help, but you're putting a massive financial strain on me and your mother. We know you're still stealing from us, you rotten thief. I'm telling you, for the last time, so you better stop sending money to that Bulgarian no good thought and get a job or you're out of here. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah. No need to scream. Now leave me alone or I'm calling the cops.
I'm serious. You've got 2 weeks and clean your room. It's a pigsty in here.
Finally. I thought he'd never leave. Not too much longer now, my love.
Here
I am at last! I'm coming, dear!
Oh.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited to finally see you, girl.
It's almost noon. Are you still up for a scheduled call?
I'm always up for you, baby.
Okay.
Hey, baby. It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. Are you doing all right? You look a little tired.
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just my family. They've been on my back nonstop.
Aw, for what?
They don't believe we have a real long-distance relationship. They keep saying I have an addiction and need to go to therapy and all that crap. But you know what? If I did go to therapy, it would be because my mom is obsessed with me. All my life, I've never had a girlfriend because she wants to be the only woman I've ever touched. She wants to pamper me like I'm still a baby. Isn't that weird?
Well, we have a private relationship, of course, so maybe they just don't understand. You have gifted me almost 200K, so I get why they feel this way.
Because you're the love of my life, my sweet little princess. I give you the world. The money means nothing to me. I have millions.
You do? Really?
I really do. Unfortunately, it's all tied up in assets, so I can only liquidate small amounts at a time.
Of course, although I wouldn't call $5,000 a small amount.
Is that how much I sent you last night? I had already forgotten about it. Tell me, what would you like tonight?
Oh, you don't have to.
No, baby, I insist. Tell me anything, and it's yours.
Well, okay. Let me send you a link. There's this new toy I really want. It's kind of expensive, but if you get it for me, I'll send you a video when I get it.
There is no if for you, sweetheart. I'm already sending you the money over PayPal.
Really? Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
Don't even mention it. I'd do anything just to see that beautiful smile.
Aw, that's so sweet. Let me see if it went through already.
Son, what is the meaning of this? Did you withdraw $5,000 from my retirement savings? What the hell is wrong with you, you idiot? How many times do I have to tell you to leave me alone? I'm talking to my girlfriend. That's it. I've had it with that wench. Let's see if you can still talk to her if I destroy that lousy computer. Don't you dare touch her. What are you doing? Put that away.
What's going on? Who's that yelling? Babe?
I'm not letting you get in my way anymore!
I don't know what to do.
And you, I'm done with you. I don't need you anymore. I've always hated you.
God, what's happening?
Sorry for the wait, babe. So, where did we leave off?
This story was loosely inspired by a Florida man who grew an obsession with a Bulgarian model. His obsession became so bad that he ended up stealing $200,000 of his family's money just so he could fund the depraved online relationship. When the man's family confronted him, he took matters into his own hands and did what he did. The man has since been sentenced for his heinous crimes.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.